This is Brother Peter Diamond here, and I'm checking in with an update on Father John Carapi, a popular Novus Ordo priest and preacher. And I want to quickly explain why Father Carapi is unfortunately a heretic, a phony, and a spiritual fraud. Carapi deceives many in the Vatican II Church because he speaks with a strong voice and he comes across as a person who really stands for the truth and speaks without compromise. Carapi speaks as if he's dedicated to the Catholic faith and as if he believes that Our Lady and the Eucharist and all of these things really matter. For example,
how else can you participate in the sin of another? By silence. Number 8. By silence. And we have had a deafening silence for too many years. And we go from bad to worse. And millions and tens of millions of babes snuffed out in their own mother's womb and were silent. And God gives the grace of authority to Catholics, and then they are silent in the face of gross moral evil.
Well, Carapi is the same person who said on EWTN that if a pro-abortion politician or public figure approached his, quote, communion rail, he wouldn't know what he would do. He doesn't know what would happen. In other words, he wouldn't necessarily refuse him communion. He's also in communion with those who are pro-abortion because he wouldn't say that pro-abortion public figures are non-Catholic excommunicated heretics because his very authorities, the quote cardinals and bishops in his church and his quote pope, Benedict XVI, regards pro-abortion public figures as Catholics, as proven by the fact that they commemorated as the servant of Christ the pro-abortion, pro-gay marriage apostate, Ted Kennedy. So he can talk all day in a theatrical voice, but he won't even refuse a pro-abortion public figure communion. But that's just the beginning of this phony heretics nonsense. Carapi accepts ecumenism, okay? Anyone who accepts ecumenism rejects Christ. That means that you accept other religions as decent and as not evil, and that the people who are in them are not excluded from salvation. And he believes, in fact, one of us heard him say on EWTN, that rabbis have a mission. God bless them for it. Okay, so he's saying rabbis who reject Christ, who according to the infallible teaching of the Council of Florence, all who die outside the Catholic Church are not saved. All the Jews are not saved. They need to be converted to be saved. The rabbis don't have any mission from God. He's saying they have a mission, and God bless them for it, as if they're doing good. That is total apostasy, a total rejection of Christ. So he can speak all day in this loud voice about how he's without compromise and he stands for the truth. It's meaningless. He's a phony because he accepts those who completely reject Christ himself. And he believes that such individuals can be saved. He speaks of Protestants, okay, those who reject Our Lady, who reject the papacy, who reject Catholic dogmas. He speaks of them as our brothers. He says that there are many good churches, okay, one of us heard him say. He, of course, has to accept the official teaching of Vatican II that they may receive communion. That's in Orientalium Ecclesiarum number 27. It's also in the New Heretical Catechism of John Paul II. And if you want the truth for what's going on, see our website, VaticanCatholic.com, for all the information about what a Catholic must conclude about the Vatican II Church. It must conclude that it's actually not the Catholic Church. The Church still exists, but it exists in a remnant of Catholics who hold fast to all the teachings of the popes. And Carapi is a modernist acceptor of Vatican II's ecumenism and the outrageous acts of apostasy of the Vatican II anti-popes. He obviously didn't condemn John Paul II for going into the synagogue and praying there, or Benedict XVI for doing that. All of these are acts of apostasy according to traditional Catholic teaching. And so he can talk all day about this or that. He doesn't believe in Catholic teaching or care about Catholic teaching. It's an act. And even his whole persona, you can see, it's an act. It's overdone. He speaks with this booming voice. Does he really care about the truth? Is that really from his heart? No, it isn't, because it's in your actions. If you accept all this other stuff, it means nothing. Now, if you stand for the truth and want to speak in a loud, booming voice, that's fine. But if you don't stand for the truth, then it's phony. He believes that a Protestant minister who hates the Catholic Church can have salvation. He believes that an Eastern, quote, Orthodox patriarch who doesn't believe in the papacy, rejects it, and will never believe in it, can be saved and is in the church. He wouldn't condemn John Paul II for turning the Assisi Monastery over to the leaders of false religion so that they could worship devils. Even if he disagreed with that, he wouldn't say that that was a mortal sin on John Paul II's part that excluded him from the church for apostasy, which is what Catholic teaching forces us to conclude. In fact, I called his secretary one time and asked her if the Catholic Church is necessary for salvation. And she responded, no. And I said, what's the point, therefore, in your view, of being Catholic? And she said, because it's the fullness of truth. And I said, well, it's not necessary, though. And she said, you're right. That is heresy. That is not Catholic teaching. The Church teaches that the faith is necessary, but he doesn't believe that. Some of the other heresies of Carapi. He talks about homosexuality, and he does condemn homosexual acts to a degree. He condemns them. But he says that homosexuality might be genetic, and we have the clip on that. He says that God might make people this way. He says that we don't know how it's caused.
It's Christian perfection. Many, many times I have spoken with homosexual persons. I've spoken with lesbians. And sometimes they just don't want to talk and they're angry. But I said, look, guys, don't get mad at me. I'm not against you. I really love you. And I understand in some way. It may not be a perfect understanding. But, you know, you're like me in a certain way. You're called to perfect chastity because of the way that you find yourself. If that is a condition, then we don't know everything about that condition yet. Whether or not there's a genetic factor, we don't know. But we know this. No one has to engage in gravely disordered activity.
No, God doesn't make people as homosexuals. Okay, Romans 1 is very clear that they're given over to these unnatural lusts through apostasy. So that means that these desires are not natural. They're not from God. People become that way through mortal sins of the flesh, through idolatry. And that's been seen in many cultures which are steeped in idolatry. They have a problem with homosexuality. And that's why we see it proliferating today. And so he basically blasphemes God by saying that God might create people this way. He also shows that he's a religious indifferentist because while he also condemns moral evils such as masturbation, he leaves the door open that some people could be committing this heinous mortal sin without mortal sin, through stress, etc. So he's not definitive that it's a mortal sin in every case. No, it is a mortal sin in every case. In fact, it's one of the sins mentioned in Ephesians 5, which excludes people from salvation. That's covered in one of our YouTube videos. But you can see it's always justifying people, leaving the door open for this or that. And when you deny the dogma outside the church, there is no salvation. When you have a heretical understanding of ignorance, as he does, when you are a modernist, you leave the door open for anything to be possibly justified. He does the same thing when he speaks against artificial contraception, and we have the clip on that, where he says that if you know it's a sin, it's a mortal sin.
I'm telling you that artificial contraception, in whatever form it takes, birth control pills, condoms, whatever it may be, that's intrinsically disordered. If you know it, now you do, and do it in the light of that knowledge, it's mortal sin. So don't do it.
No, that's not the teaching of the church. Pope Pius XI spoke infallibly in his encyclical Casta Canubi, said, any use whatsoever of matrimony exercised in such a way that the act is deliberately frustrated in its natural power to generate life is an offense against the law of God and of nature, and those who indulge in such are branded with the guilt of a grave sin. End quote. He doesn't say if they know it's a sin. No, they're guilty of the sin by the very fact that they're committing that act, because when they do that act, they know that it's contrary to the natural order of things. And so he leaves the door open and clearly indicates that people could be practicing artificial contraception without committing mortal sins, such as countless Protestants, liberals, etc. And that's heresy. That is contrary to Catholic teaching. It's in conformity with heretical Vatican II modernism, of course, which leaves the door open for anyone to have salvation. He says that the Jews are still the chosen people of God. That's heretical. The church is infallibly taught that the old covenant has been revoked. They're not the people of God. They don't accept Christ. As St. Paul says in Galatians 3, they're not the children of Abraham because they don't accept Christ. Only those who accept Christ are the children of Abraham. Read Galatians 3. As St. Alphonsus sums it up, summarizing the traditional dogma of the church, what the church has always taught, the religion of the Jews, although formerly holy and revealed by God, was even in the primitive church, after the coming of Christ, not less manifestly obsolete and false. It's obsolete and false. They are not the chosen people of God anymore. Only those who accept Christ are. And so again, more heresy. He also said, and we have the clip for this, that marriages could be annulled because of immaturity. This annulment fiasco, where anyone who basically didn't like their marriage can apply for an annulment and get married again. And they come up with all kinds of ridiculous reasons, such as immaturity. Now, that's not a legitimate reason. There has to be a clear impediment, not just because, you know, you jumped into something you now regret. No, but he leaves the door open for that.
They made a decision. All right, I'm going to accept God's will. They go to the marriage tribunal. They submit all the paperwork. They live as brother and sister with their current spouse. 6 months. A year. I've had them do it. And then they get the annulment. The first marriage didn't exist because of immaturity or whatever reason. Then they can be married in the church. How happy they are, and these people live saintly lives.
And so he's a modernist phony. He doesn't believe Christ's necessary. He doesn't believe the papacy's necessary. He believes Protestants are good people. They can be saved. He doesn't believe Our Lady is necessary. He's a phony, and he deceives people in the Novus Ordo with external, you know, talk, and sounding like he's standing for the truth. He doesn't stand for the truth. If you really care about the substance of the faith, he leads souls to hell, and he's not even a valid priest because he was ordained in the new rite of ordination. To hear all the modernism in its full context, you can hear his heretical audios by obtaining them from FatherCarapi.com. Be warned about Father Carapi or John Carapi. Get out of the Vatican II sect. Come to our website to see the truth.